Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Ever get that like kind of creepy feeling when you're in a hotel room?
You know, like when you hear a weird noise or feel a cold spot and you're just like, wait a minute, is something else in here with me?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of creepy, right? But those little chills, those are nothing compared to the stories that come out of the Pfister Hotel. And that's actually what we're diving deep on today.
A listener wrote in and specifically wanted us to unpack this legendary and supposedly super haunted hotel.
And it's a fascinating one. What's really interesting about the Pfister is, well, it's not your typical haunted house, right?
Right.
We're not talking about some like rundown cabin in the woods here. This is like luxury. It's a historic, elegant hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, picture like presidents and celebrities throughout history brushing shoulders in these like grand halls. Very fancy. But at the same time, it's got this other reputation, this like shadow hanging over it, because it's supposed to be one of the most actively haunted hotels in America.
So it's not just some like spooky story someone made up. This is a real place, a super nice one, but it's got this whole other side to it. So how do we even start wrapping our heads around a place like the Pfister? Where do we even start with this?
Well, to understand the hauntings, you got to start with the history. I mean, the Pfister was built way back in the 1890s. It's a stunning example of Beaux-Arts architecture. So think like really ornate details, these crazy high ceilings, kind of an air of, I don't know, faded grandeur.
Okay, I can kind of picture it.
Now imagine what kind of emotions a place like that has soaked up over a century. I mean, you've got triumphs, heartbreaks, the energy of literally countless lives all lived within those same walls.
So it's like all that emotional baggage is just like embedded in the gating.
Exactly. And that's where this whole idea of residual energy comes in. Like these powerful emotions, they don't just disappear, you know, they leave a kind of spiritual imprint, an echo that can resonate through time. And a place like the Pfister, with its crazy history and all those intense emotions swirling around, those echoes, they can get pretty loud.
And those echoes, I'm guessing, are what people experience as, well, ghosts, right?
You got it.
All right, then let's talk ghosts. Hit me with some of the Pfister's most famous residents. If you can call them that.
So who are we dealing with here? Like when people say the Pfister is haunted, who are they actually seeing?
No, you can't talk about the Pfister without mentioning Mrs. Pfister herself, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. The OG owner's wife. What have people seen? Like, what's she up to ghost-wise?
Guests always describe seeing this elegant figure dressed in, like, old-fashioned clothes. They usually spot her near the grand staircase or sometimes outside her old room.
No way. People actually see her. Like, a real full-on apparition. That's kind of scary. What do they do when they see her?
Most people say there's this feeling of sadness around her. Like, as if she's looking for something. Yeah. Or someone. It's kind of heartbreaking, actually.
That is sad. Isn't that interesting how ghosts aren't always like outright scary? Sometimes it's more like you just get this feeling from them, a feeling of sadness, or maybe they're just lost.
Totally. And it really makes you wonder about what might keep a spirit tethered to this world, doesn't it?
For sure. Maybe we'll do a whole other deep dive on that sometime.
Count me in.
But speaking of lingering spirits, what about that whole thing with the piano player? I feel like every haunted hotel has a good ghost story involving music. What's the Pfister's?
Ah, you're talking about the drunken piano player, right? He's a bit of a legend around the Pfister. Supposedly, he haunts the ballrooms, plays these sad, kind of haunting melodies on the piano late at night.
Okay, see, that's just creepy. But there's also something kind of beautiful about it. Like maybe he's just a musician who loved to play and can't let go of that passion.
It's funny you say that because music pops up in ghost stories all the time. And I think it's because it taps into something primal, you know? It evokes memories, emotions. It's like a little piece of another time bleeding into our own.
Totally. And now that you mention it, the Pfister has probably seen its fair share of amazing musicians playing in those ballrooms. It makes you wonder if those joyful melodies are still floating around too, right?
Absolutely.
Or is it just the spooky stuff that lingers?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it makes you think maybe the reason we hear mostly about the spooky stuff is because that's what we're expecting.
Oh, that's a good point. Like we walk into a haunted hotel, we're already primed to like experience something creepy. Our brains are already in ghost hunting mode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it might not be that the happy vibes aren't there. It's just that our brains are too busy freaking out to notice them.
Okay, that makes sense. But enough about vibes and feelings. What about some cold, hard evidence? Has the Pfister ever been like officially investigated? you know, by those paranormal investigator types with their fancy equipment.
Are you kidding? The Feister is, like, a celebrity in the paranormal investigation world. It's been featured on shows like Ghost Hunters, and they've reported all sorts of unexplainable things. Cold spots, weird noises, even EVP recordings.
EVPs, those recordings of ghostly voices. Okay, now you're talking my language. What kind of EVPs have they captured at the Feister?
Oh, you know, the usual spooky stuff. Whispers, murmurs. Sometimes you can even hear voices that seem to be responding to the investigators' questions.
Get out. Seriously.
Yeah, and some EVPs even mention specific things about the hotel's past, like names or dates. Almost like the walls themselves are whispering secrets.
No way. That's wild. But come on, be honest. You don't believe all that, do you? Those EVPs could be anything. Just random noises our brains are interpreting as voices, right?
You're totally right. It's called audio pareidolia. It's like seeing shapes in clouds, but with sound. Our brains are always trying to find patterns, even when there aren't any.
Right. It's like when you listen to a song backwards and think you hear a secret message. Sometimes a creepy whisper is just a creaky floorboard.
Exactly. And those temperature drops that everyone associates with ghosts.
Yeah.
Could just be because the building is old and drafty. Old buildings are full of weird temperature zones. I mean, you know how it is.
Okay, so you got me there. Maybe those cold spots aren't so spooky after all. But what about those vivid apparitions people describe? Like, they give specific details about clothes, facial expressions. It's not just a feeling, they're actually seeing something.
And that's where the power of suggestion comes in again. Imagine this. You're in the Feister, right? You know all the ghost stories. You're walking down a dark hallway. Your mind is already playing tricks on you. And then, boom, you see something out of the corner of your eye.
Okay, I'm already freaked out.
Right. So your brain is primed to jump to conclusions. A trick of the light becomes a ghostly figure, a random draft. Feels like a cold hand brushing past you. It's your brain filling in the blanks with the most likely, or at least the most exciting, explanation.
So you're saying even if some of these experiences are just our brains messing with us, that doesn't make them any less real, right? Like, the power of suggestion is a very real thing.
Exactly. But it's not the only scientific explanation we've got. Remember we were talking about infrasound earlier?
Oh, yeah. Those sounds we can't even hear?
Right, so these ultra-low frequency sounds, they're below our range of hearing, but they can still mess with us. Think about how you feel when you're standing near a subwoofer at a concert. You can feel that pressure in your chest, those vibrations.
Yeah, I like that.
That's infrasound messing with your senses.
Yeah.
And guess what? Old buildings, like the Feister, they're full of it. Creaky pipes, groaning foundations, drafty hallways. It's an infrasound symphony.
Okay, that is kind of creepy. So those random chills I get in old buildings, those could be caused by sound. I always thought it was just because they were, you know, old and had, like, history soaked into the walls.
Oh, it could be both. But yeah, infrasound can trigger all sorts of weird feelings. Mm-hmm. Unease, anxiety, even hallucinations. Some researchers think it might even be responsible for those ghostly touch sensations people report.
Wow, okay. So let me get this straight. We've got residual energy, the power of suggestion, and now infrasound, all potentially at play in the Feister.
Anything else we're missing in our little ghost hunting starter kit?
Well, there's one more thing. It's often overlooked, but just as freaky, and that's electromagnetic fields, or EMFs.
EMFs. Okay, that sounds kind of sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Break it down for me. What are EMFs again?
Remember back in high school physics when you learned that electricity flowing through a wire creates a magnetic field around it?
Vaguely.
Well, that's an EMF. And just like infrasound, these EMFs can interact with our brains and bodies in ways we don't fully understand. Some researchers think they can cause hallucinations, feelings of unease, even out-of-body experiences.
So, wait a minute. You're saying that those creepy vibes I get in old houses, the ones I always chalked up to ghostly presence, could just be faulty wiring? It's possible. Old buildings often have outdated wiring, which means more EMFs. And guess what? People often report the most intense paranormal activity in those exact same places. Coincidence? Maybe. Or maybe there's something else going on that we don't fully understand yet.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. So, to recap, we've got a historic building full of emotional baggage, potentially haunted by the spirits of its past, and also maybe just full of creepy sounds and weird electromagnetic fields.
You got it. It's a perfect storm of potential explanations, and that's what makes the Feister so fascinating. It's not just about whether you believe in ghosts or not. It's about understanding how our brains work, how our environment influences us, and how much we still don't know about the world around us.
You've officially made me rethink my stance on haunted hotels, I'll tell you that much. But this is the deep dive, and we got to ask the big question here. even with all these possible explanations, is there still a chance that some of what's happening at the Feaster is really, truly paranormal?
That is the million-dollar question.
All right, so last time we were talking about all those possible explanations for why the Feaster is so creepy.
You know, like residual energy, infrasound, EMFs.
Yeah.
Even the power of suggestion. Like, our brain's just making us see ghosts because we're expecting to.
All right.
But we kind of left off on a cliffhanger. We didn't even get to the Ghost Hunters episode.
Oh, yeah.
Our listener really wanted to hear about that. So did those paranormal investigators find anything, well, paranormal?
Well, they went in with all their fancy gadgets and did pick up on some pretty weird stuff. Like, they noticed some big temperature changes in certain rooms.
Like where?
Especially in Mrs. Feaster's old suite, actually. Which is interesting because, well, you know.
Because she's the one who's supposed to haunt it.
Exactly.
Spooky. But what about those EVPs? Did they manage to record any ghostly voices?
They did. There's this one EVP recorded in the ballroom. You can hear this faint male voice just whispering. Sounds like he's saying Charles.
Wait, as in Charles Feister, the original owner.
You got it. And guess what? Charles Feister, he was known to spend a lot of time in that ballroom.
No way. See, stuff like that just gets to me. Like, it's one thing to hear a random noise and be like, ooh, a ghost. But when it seems to connect to something specific about the hotel's past.
Yeah.
That's when it gets really freaky.
Totally. Mm. And it's not even just what the EVPs say sometimes. It's like the way the equipment acts up when they're recording.
You mean like the cameras glitching and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a common thing in these paranormal investigations?
Totally. Like, the investigators kept having these weird technical difficulties, but it mostly seemed to happen in the same places where people had reported seeing or feeling something paranormal.
Okay, so are you saying it's the ghosts messing with the equipment?
Well, who knows? I mean, skeptics would probably say it's just old wiring or interference, but it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Like, is there something else going on there? Something that messes with electromagnetic fields? Something we just don't understand yet?
I gotta say, this whole deep dive has really made me question a lot of things. I mean, we've got all these historical stories, personal experiences, those creepy EVPs. Even ghost hunters found some weird stuff.
Right.
But then at the same time, we also have perfectly good scientific explanations for some of those things. Like, maybe it's not ghosts, maybe it's just how our brains work, or those weird sounds and electromagnetic fields we were talking about. So what are we supposed to believe?
I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it? The Feaster doesn't give us any easy answers. And honestly, I think that's what makes it such a great ghost story. It forces us to confront the unknown, you know? Makes us question what we believe and realize that there's still so much about the world, even the world right around us, that we just can't explain. And maybe that's where the real magic is.
Well said. And for our listener who requested this deep dive, hopefully this has given you a lot to think about. The Feaster Hotel, it's more than just a spooky story. It's a reminder that sometimes the most interesting mysteries are the ones that stay unsolved.
And hey, maybe it'll even inspire you to do some ghost hunting of your own if you're ever in Milwaukee.
Spend a night at the Feaster if you dare.
Exactly. Just maybe bring an extra battery pack for your phone.
And let us know if you hear Charles playing the piano. Until next time. Sweet dreams.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.